How do you say hello in your language?
Bonjour.
Hello.
Marhaba.
Ziapama.
Buna. Salut.
Welcome to Tunisia.
Nathan and Emily in Tunisia.
Nice to meet you.
What are your names?
My name is Natalie Julia. Hi.
My name is Khatia.
My name is Nitsa.
My name is Nia.
Andrea.
My name is Juana.
My name is Celia.
And my is Timea.
And where are you from?
I'm from Hungary.
Georgia.
Romania.
And I'm from Romania.
We're from Romania.
Do you think it's hard to be a woman in the field of science?
Firstly, I thought yes, and I would say actually yes, because it's not a women's subject, but I experience that every time that women are really supported and also in science. But to begin it and face the problems you have to face, it's not really easy. But if you are in a safe place, if you can say it that way, then it's better. But you need to be strong and to work hard, I would say.
Mostly yes, because people underestimate your abilities and think that you're not capable of doing something that you're very much capable of doing.
Yeah, because it's mostly just men that think they're the predominant in this field, and that makes us feel less important sometimes.
Oh my God, that's really a hard question. I really stand by this, and I think women are so overlooked in science, because just because you're a woman and this bad stereotype that you have to just cook and clean and take care of the house and you can have the brains and beauty all together, it's so bad because women mostly brought this extreme science discoveries, and it's so bad that people like just underestimate them.
Yes, it is hard.
I think ever since the world, being a woman was hard, but mostly in science, because let's just think about all these findings of women that weren't even noticed. And then they found a way for men either to take their work for granted or to just discover it way later. Because they always underestimate us, women. And for what reason? We don't know. I guess we never will. But I think it's definitely difficult. And again, the big 2026,
it's not acceptable.
It's really not, but what can we do? It still happens.
Have you ever had difficulties making your way in science?
Firstly, it was pretty hard to get into because I developed my project also in a university, and it was not that easy, but I was supported. Like, I got from a competition every time energy, and also you can do it and go there. So I experienced the nice way too, but it was hard. Like, it was not an easy job to get there, but yeah.
Their support encouraged you.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Yes. For example, to give an example, the teacher I love and I adore, like, she always like, oh, we need a help. Even during making our mechanism in our project, she was always like, oh, let's ask boys because they are like better in science. Why? Why should they ask boys? What about girls? What about women?
Just thinking that they are the important one, and sometimes the opportunities come for them first and after that for us, yeah, feels a little bit sad for us. Yeah.
I didn't have that because I luckily am coming from a country where, I mean, in my college, in my high school, people are really open to all boys and girls, you know, and this really helped us a lot to, I mean, get here in, like, at IFEST.
So I think in everyday life, we tend to be told to be more ladylike, to be more put together in every single way of life. From the way we look, we have all these expectations we have to meet, from the way we work and talk. So therefore, I have always been told that I am too loud. I'm not acting girly enough, but not from the way I dress or the way I sit down with my legs crossed, but the way I express myself. I have big ideas and I want to fight, especially for women in science fields and in all fields actually. Therefore, I have experienced this, I am mad about it, I want to make a change.
Have you ever felt that a man was threatened by your intelligence?
I don't know, maybe like I felt that some people would firstly think I'm not really clever, and then they heard me speaking and they felt like, oh, it's otherwise. But I would say I did not really feel that, but I heard from people who felt that, and that, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Do you have an example?
Yes. Like, I don't want to brag or something, but like, I'm always...
You totally can.
Okay. Well, I am always active in class and I'm always like raising my hand, so obviously teachers love me and obviously teachers are always like praising me and they're like, oh, like she's so lovely. Yeah. So one day this boy was like, oh, like what about me? So he like wearing like my mommy boy. Yeah. So he went to his mom and he was like, oh, like I want to be praised too. Why her? Like make teachers shut up about her. Yeah. So then this parent called our head teacher and she like kind of screamed at her that, what about my son? Like, like why are they always talking about her? Everyone's talking about her. Yes. So now teachers cannot even praise me.
What a shame. Always meant to ruin things.
Yes.
I think in high school they think they are better than us in every single way.
Yeah.
So no, they are not threatened, but yeah.
Yeah, they kind of like...
think they are superior somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens usually in class or just day-to-day activities. Because we are at this young age when we are teenagers and, you know, mostly boys want to prove themselves, where girls, I think they are more stable than boys. So, I mean, they try to impress with everything when they just don't have to do that.
Yes, I have. A little of a story. We are in the same class, we are in a humanities class, and I wanted to transfer myself in a real sciences, like physics, mathematics, and the humanities class in our high school is for the girls. It's just like we have the majority of our colleagues are girls. And one time I wanted to transfer in the real science class, but there were no spots for me because all the spots were taken by boys, and the boys were given the opportunity for this, and that was awful.
They felt threatened by you.
Yeah.
And my final question is, what would you say to a girl who hesitates to be in any field of science?
I would say to her, do it. You can do it. And girl, if someone, then you should do it because you really know. And I know especially that women can more feel and more see the subject, like the feeling, feel like not only numbers and stuff, but also have more empathy, and I think that's really important in science.
Science is hard, but when you look at it and you really want to do it, and if that's what you want to do, if you put your hard work into it, then you should be fine. Like, you'll be completely fine as long as you work hard.
Go for it, girl. Go for it. It will pay it off. It will pay it off. You like that? Do it.
Just be courageous and try to prove your point, even if nobody believes in yourselves. Yeah.
I think you can never make yourself smaller than you actually are. You have to fight for what you want. You have to go all in, because otherwise you'll regret it. You may fail, but you have to stand up and you have to try again and again and again. And by hesitating, you just accept the inequality that actually still happens and you just feed it more. So you have to definitely do it.
I want to add that if you put your mind to it, I think that everything is possible, even if in this area, especially science for girls and women.
Thank you so much for your answers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys, for your answers.
Thank you.
Our utmost pleasure.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.